Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Up after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeff Shabar is here. I'm glad he's here, too. Jeff's a longtime Brain Trust member, going all the way back to 1999. He's an award-winning small business owner. The SBA gave him the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award. That's a galactic award that they gave him. He's the author of a number of books on micropreneuring, including Home Office Know-How, including Teleworking and Telecommuting, and one of my favorites, Safe at Home. He's our good friend, Jeff Shabar. Welcome back.
Always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back, Jeff. Hey, you know, Jeff, I remember before I had employees, or even when I had maybe one employee, but I still had not learned how to delegate. And I'm still getting better at that, but I'm still a work in progress on that part. But back when it was pretty much just me, or at least that's kind of how I felt about it, I really had a hard time staying focused, because not only was I in charge of doing the work, I was in charge of getting the work,
right?
And then I had to deal with all the ash and trash in the middle,
right?
And so the shiny object thing was really something I had to deal with. What do you think?
Well, yeah, the curse of the shiny object of what's going to distract us next, and it's perennial and it's constant, and it's something that really dogs, especially the micropreneur who is, you know, that individual who runs a business and does everything that you just said. So in my business, for example, I handle it all. You know, I mean, if I'm doing business development, going out and networking with folk, trying to land new gigs, responding to requests for bids on projects, which Lord knows we can never turn down a project or at least a bid or a request for a proposal. And then all of a sudden a call comes over the transom. Somebody either wants to talk or they want to explore something. And then meanwhile, the projects you're working on, sitting for me as a writer, sitting on the screen waiting to get done, have deadlines attached to them. Distractions abound. It's really a matter of how do you stay focused atop those the projects that you're working on, the things that need your attention, as opposed to the things that want your attention in the here and now. And it's a constant struggle. And so there should be some things that we use. What I'm calling it sort of the mental hopscotch. How do we navigate these things? Stay focused on what's important at the moment, realizing that something that's important may not be important for right now, but we can resurrect it or, you know, address it sometime down the road.
When you're the proton, the neutron, and the electron of your business,
and
you're everything, you know, it's really hard. I'll tell you one thing I think I did learn in those days. I learned how to break projects down into pieces.
Absolutely.
Because, as you know, if you take a project on, there might be some of it that you have to get information from somebody else. There are other pieces of information coming in, or maybe you can't do this particular part of it because there's something you need to know or whatever. And so you break it down into pieces and maybe give that, you know, put one piece aside that you can't work on and work on one piece and finish it. And what that does is that keeps you from feeling like you're bogged down on one project, because you haven't broken it up at all, and it prevents you from being able to be comfortable working on something while something else is coming in, while other pieces of information are coming in on other projects. I used to have a client when I had my consulting company that he knew that he didn't need something for 2 weeks, and I wasn't going to deliver it for 2 weeks, but he'd call me before and say, "Hey, how's it going?"
Right, just to give you that little tickler. To remind you.
And I say, I'm doing fine. I wasn't
absolutely
working on this project because it wasn't time.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the nature. Well, as a writer, I can do nothing without my research. And I know that when you talk about breaking a project down into smaller pieces, you know, mine really is two parts. One is doing the research, and whether that's online, whether that's, you know, making phone calls, whether that's doing interviews, going to someone's office or to a factory or whatever to see something, to learn something, to take notes about something. And then the second part is the writing. I can't do the latter without the former, but I can't do them both, for example, for the most part in the same, you know, in the same period. One has to come first, and it generally has to come, you know, far enough in advance. I'm doing a large project for a magazine that required 30 or 40 interviews. You know, the deadline is this week. Those interviews can't be done this week. So, you know, it's making that first step of starting to make call on those folk, make the visits, the appointments, et cetera. And that, and it, what happens is it alleviates or at least reduces some of the mental burden you have saying, oh, my God, where am I going to start? You know, every long journey begins with one small step. So we...
Well, the other thing, the other thing that I used to, and I still do this, if I look at a project and I say, okay, there's that piece I cannot do, I've got to get somebody started on that because I can't wait to the end to ask them to do this. So I might actually, there might be a piece at the very end of the project, the very end, that I that that I have to start first on because somebody else has to help me with that.
Right.
And I go ahead and if I, by breaking it down, I can identify things like that and I can send that out. For example, if I needed you to help me with something, on the very end of a project, I'd send you that maybe a month in advance and let you be working on that while I'm working on things that, that I can work on.
Absolutely. It's called triage. It's called, you know, in a sense, it's called triage, addressing what needs the most attention now and what can be sort of pushed off a little bit or a long bit down the road. Or like you said, a little trick of the trade. I mean, one way to do it is to, I have a whiteboard on my wall that has my deadlines lined up. Okay, so, and it has, in big, bold letters, the client, a couple words about the project, and then the deadline, and I always glance up at it. Secondly, I have a small whiteboard that's about 6 inches by about 14 inches that sits on my desk so I can write brief notes. So if Jim called me today and said, Jeff, I got a project for you, I can jot it down. I also use Post-it notes, though I hate to because they start to clutter your life, but I use those too. But, you know, one of the things I also do is, like you said early on, you know, someone gives me a project, and I give them a two-week deadline. I'm not starting on it now to work 2 weeks, generally speaking, depending on my workflow.
Unless there's something that somebody else could be contributing to.
Absolutely.
And then go ahead and take that piece out and send it off.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing. What we're talking about, Jeff, is the way a company does a job, a project, when they have lots of people. It's done the same way, except that you have to do it all yourself. You've got to break it apart, in my opinion, and especially to run all the other things that are coming into the business.
Right.
And not to lose your mind and to get the job done. Break those big projects into little ones, folks, and that'll help you to stay focused. Jeff, give us your website, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
And so when we come back, we're going to talk about social media. Is it becoming a problem for you? 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Jeff Sabar.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.